Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our morning Rosh Yechiel, schus Moshe Beshdina, the schus Esther, Dina Bracha Bas Esther Hadassah. It's based on the Torah Brain of Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. It says that it's a mitzvah we know to be all of the regel, liros for the rose is Pnei Adon Hashem. To see and be seen by Hashem. There's, in addition to the mitzvah of being Ola Regel, Liros for the rose, like the Gemara teaches us, to see and be seen, there's also a mitzvah to be Makabel Pnei Rabo Beregel, to receive one's Rebbe on the Regel. To go visit one's Rebbe on the Regel. And this is learned from the pasuk Madua Tolecha Seilav Hayom. Lo Chodesh v'lo Shabbos. Why are you going? Why are you going today to the Rav? It's neither Chodesh nor Shabbos. It's neither Rosh Chodesh nor is it Shabbos. This is the woman, the Isha Shunamis, who's Melachim Beis Perek Dalid. Isha Achas Mishay Bnei Anavim. She cried out to Elisha. And Elisha's Machaya. And her husband dies. And she has no money, so then she keeps pouring the oil. And the oil keeps coming. So that's the first story in the parak. And then the next story is Elisha's in Shunam. There was a woman. He eats a meal there. And she said that Gehazi said that she has no son, her husband's old, gives her a bracha, she conceives a son, child grows up, gets sick, dies, Elisha's machayim, and the children get sick, and then she wants to go to Elisha, and her husband says, why are you going? And at the end of the story, Elisha was machayim her son. But her husband said, why are you going to the Rav today? Why are you going to the Navi? It's neither Chodesh nor Shabbos. So that's the makor for Kabbalah's Pnei Rabo Beregel. So you see that on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, you have to go. So the obvious question, all the Mefarshim ask, is that you see Chodesh and Shabbos, but how do you learn that you have to go on the Regel? It only says Chodesh and Shabbos. So the Maharal explains, there are a lot of terutzim. The Maharal explains in the Chedushei Agados that the Iker Diyuk is that the Chi was only on Chodesh and Shabbos, so then it's Pshita. Then he wouldn't have to say it's neither Chodesh nor Shabbos. He would just say, why are you going? He wouldn't have mentioned Chodesh and Shabbos. He just would have said, why are you going to the Rav? So it must be that the Iker Chiyuv is when? On the Regel. Meaning on the Chol, you don't have to go to the Mekabel Pnei Rabo because it's a Gnai to visit him during the week. And the Chiddush is that the Pasuk tells us that even though there's no absolute Chiyuv on Chodesh and Shabbos, nevertheless it's not like the weekday. Since there are holy days, if a person wants to go to Chodesh and Shabbos, it's not a Gnai. And therefore, her husband said, why are you going today? In other words, even if it would be Chodesh, it's not even Chodesh and Shabbos. It's not even Chodesh and Shabbos. If the Chiyuv was Chodesh and Shabbos, then he wouldn't have said it's not Chodesh and Shabbos. It's Pashit. It's not Chodesh and Shabbos, and she knows that, so then why is she going? But he's saying a Chiddush, that really the Chiyuv was in the Regel. But it's not even Chodesh and Shabbos. You're allowed to go on Chodesh and Shabbos. It's not a G'nai to go on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. But it's not even Chodesh and Shabbos. But certainly on the Regel, you have to go. So that's the Gemara's Limud. That's their chiyuv on the regel, and Elisha's saying, and the man's wife is saying, the husband of the Shunamis is saying to her, why are you going? It's not even Chodesh and Shabbos when you're allowed to go. It's certainly not regel when you're chayiv to go. So you see from here that a person's chayiv beri'io, balila regel, to commune with the Shekhinah. Umashe Kabbalah, says the Maharal, Umashe Kabbalah Spnei Rabo, Idafka Bereg, Umnei Shugnikwa Moyed. What's Moyed? Moyed is a time of communion, of coming together with, uniting with. That's what a regal is about. Asher bom mityaedu mitchaber akol asher oil litchaber. Anything that's supposed to be connected is connected on the moed. So therefore, this is the time to go see your Rebbe. And therefore the Talmud is supposed to be mischaber with his Rebbe. Moir Rabach Kamar Shemaim, he's connecting to Hashem on the regal, he's also supposed to connect to his Rebbe. So this requires an explanation. What's the gnai? What's the gnai to visit your Rebbe on the regal? On the chol. The Maharal says that on a weekday it would be a gnai. And he's saying it's not even Chodesh and Shabbos when you're allowed to go visit. It's not a gnai. But what's the gnai to go during the week? So we can explain this based on a letter of Moreno de Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Negros Parad Yitzchak, talking about the chiyutu makabel pnei rago rabo beregel. So he says that sherish hadavar is not mishum chovis kabbal rav. There's a special tsur of kabbalah of the Talmud from the rav. It's not midin kabbal rav. It's because he has to be makabel from the rav. What's this kabbalah about? So at the end of parashas Kisavu, it says v'lo nosan Hashem lachem lev ladas ad hayom hazeh. Chazal say brought in Rashi that a person's Eino Omed al Sof Daitoi shall rabo until 40 years. 40 years it takes you to figure out what your Rebbe meant. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem didn't give you a heart to understand until this day. So I have no Akpada until this day. It's been 40 years now we've been in the desert together. But from now on I have Akpada. And therefore we shemar them as Divrei HaBris says us. You have to keep this bris. But until now everything was cool. But now tak I have Akpada. Because now 40 years have passed. It takes you 40 years till you figure out your Rebbe. So we learn from here a big chiddush. That sometimes the Torah of the Rav is a decisive factor in the life of a Talmud, Dafka, many years later. Because it's before Shin Chazal. That after 40 years from Shnas HaKabbalah, there's a Mokum Tviya. When they were Kabbalah, the Torah, you have no time, there's no tightness. Why you're not following the Rav? Why didn't understand the Rav? But 40 years later, there are tainas. And Chachamim have a lashon. Ein amnu oimed al soif daitel shel rabba. What's this old amid al das harav? What's the teichen amadreg of amid al das harav? Chazal say, why is havdala and choyni and hadas? Because if there's no das, then where do you get havdala from? Yushalmi brachas perakei alecha beis. Yemein das havdala minayin. Because in Lashon HaKodesh, das is his kashra, is his chibor, vadim yada is chave ishto. When you give your shor to someone who's not a ben das, it's not considered shmira. Because the shomer has no das, he can't be mischaber, he can't connect to his obligation to guard this axe. And maybe you can't trust him. And that's what it means. Yemein das havdala minayin. If you don't know how to be miskasher, if you know how to connect to something, you also don't know how to separate, because Kesher and Peret are two sides of the same coin. So a person without Das, that's why we say Havdalah and Chonin Adas, because Das allows you to connect and Havdalah allows you to disconnect. It's interesting, when someone's Nifter, person needs Das. Person needs Das to know how to disconnect. So here we come to the Nekudas HaChiddush. A person can understand very well the Torah of the Rav. He can even add chedushin. But still he's not Oymed al Das HaRav. What does it mean, Oymed al Das HaRav? Oymed al Das HaRav means the ability of the Talmud, the Makabel, to feel the connection between the Atzmius of the Rav and his Divrei Torah. And just like Alidei Koach HaSoga, the Talmud is Mekabel Chochmas HaRav. When he's Oymed Al Das HaRav, he's Mekabel from the Rav, the Koich HaChibul HaAtzmi Yusim HaChochma. He's able to connect the Rav's essence with his Chochma. And you can find clear signs of koyach ha'amid al das harav by the mekablim. For example, you can find mekablim or balei asaga, balei havana, that it's hard for them to hear two or three times the same divrei Torah from the Rav. Usually this shows that they don't have this talent of being oimed al das harav, that they're not connecting what the Rav says to the Rav's atzmius. If they were, they wouldn't have a problem hearing it again and again. Also, if you can't connect to the Rav, to his atzmius, it's hard to listen to things that you don't fully understand. But if you connect the words to his atzmius, then again, you're connecting to his atzmius, to his essence. So you can hear it even if you don't fully understand it. Shor ben yomo kolu shol. That a shol, an axe, even if he's a day old axe, he's already called an axe, but Bavakama 65b. Whereas by a person, he takes him time to develop. Because the way it works is that the distance between the potential and the actualization becomes greater as the item is more important. When a person is more important than an animal, so his koach, bekoach, and befoal are very far apart from each other. It takes a long time to develop. And since the most noble of Kabbalahs is Kabbalah's Divrei Torah Min HaRav, and the most noble facet of this Kabbalah is Amid Al Das HaRav, connecting the Rav's words, his Torah, with his essence. Therefore, Dafka B'inyin Zeshel Amid Al Das HaRav Chamor Megale, the measure of the distance between the Koach HaBapol is 40 years. Because again, the more Chash of the Inyin, the more there's a distance between Bekoach and Befoal. So here it's 40 years because that's so chashiv, being Oymer al Das HaRav. So it takes a long time. Things that are not a big deal, like an animal, he's got the same seichel when he's born that he does 5 years later. It's not like, wow, he's really developed. Look at, he used to not be able to read and write, and now he can give lectures in philosophy. No. Shor ben yomo kol ishol. But a person develops, it takes time, and 40 years do Amin al-Das Rabbo. Again, connecting the Rav to his Torah, to his personality. And if a person thinks he understands it immediately, then he's Betzir Shor Ben Yomo Kol Ishol. It's not good that the Koach and the Pol should be juxtaposed to each other. Has to be, the more the distance, the greater the union is. So it's good that it's 40 years. So that's the special Kabbalah that we see in Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbo Berega. It's not talking about specific Divrei Torah that you're hearing from the Rav, but rather it's Koach Amid Al Das HaRav. By being Mekabel Pnei Rabbo Berega, the Talmud is elevated to feeling the connection between the Atzmius of the Rav and his Torah. When someone's coming to learn Torah from his Rebbe, it's a shevach, it's not a genai, of course. We're talking here, when we're talking about being mekabel pnei rabbo beregel, about the special oifen binyan amesuim shel kabbalas pnei harav, pnei, miloshen pnim, his pnimius. You're mekabel his face, and you're mekabel his pnimius. That's what you're doing on the regel. You're connecting his divrei Torah to himself, to his essence. Person who comes close to being toifes to understanding how the atzmius, the essence of the Rav, is revealed now in his facial expressions, has to know that just like a person doesn't wear weekday clothing on Shabbos, because weekday clothing are good for a weekday, Shabbos is a higher level. Weekday clothing fits a weekday. Shabbos is a higher madrega, requires different clothing, different lavush. Shabbos has different lavushim. So too, the face of the Rav on Shabbos and Yom Tov is very different than it is on the weekday. And therefore it's a genai. It's negative It's detrimental to be toifes, to perceive this gilui of the atzmius of the Rav when he's in a levush of chol. Because you want to You don't want him to be in the level of Shivchol. You want to get his Atzmius when he's on the level of Shabbos and the level of Yom Tov. You don't want his Atzmius when he's on the level of Chol. You want his Atzmius on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's a higher Madriga. So it's a G'nai during the week to be Makabel Pnei Rabbah, because you're going to connect his Torah to a lower facet of his Atzmius. Even vis-a-vis Gavoa Shemayim, there's a Gili of Chol and a Gili of Kodesh. The world was created. These ma'amaros are revealed by levushe chol b'teva, but the ikar diburim of a kodesh baruch hu, the aseres hadibros, shenamru b'sinai shehem kodesh. The ikar dibur of Hashem are the Ten Commandments that were said at Sinai. They're holy. So we have the Asara Ma'amaros that relate to Chol, and then we have the Aseres HaDibros that relate to Kodesh at Sinai. The emotional state of the Rav and Amoed is revealed in a different way than it is on a weekday. And therefore the Talmud gets a different Hashba on the Moed than he does during the week. Somebody who is makabel the Rav during the week, and he wants to be makabel atuna atzmis shel harav. So that's a gnai hulo. Only on the moed, there's a hiskarvus of the chutz with the proper pnim of the Rav, with the higher level of the pnimius of the Rav. Chol is not the right time for this. It says, Yeroya kol zechucha, lirois v'leirois, to see and to be seen. Someone's Ola Regel, besides coming to see, he's also coming to be seen. To show himself to the Adon Baruch Hu Bizman HaMoyed. U'kishem shezoche lekabel ha-saga me'apnim, kach bo laharus ha-pnim shel ha-tzmius ha-hu. He wants to have a saga of the pnimius of Hashem, of Gavoa. He wants to get a different perception, you get a different understanding of Shemayim, of Elokus on a Yontiv than you do during the week. So he wants to get this greater hasaga, and he also wants to show his own atzmius in a more beautiful way, in a more noble way, a more regal way. That's in the moed. And if he comes in a chol, it's a shtickle genai. It's negative. So the genai ulos on two sides. Hein mitzad ha-yachas el pnei ha-rav, hein mitzad ofen ha-ros ha-satzma. When you see the pnimis of the Rav and the Chol, it's a genai. And when you show yourself, Beis HaMikdash, it's also a shtickle genai. If it's Chol, it's not the same. That's why the mitzvah is only on Yantif. When the Jewish people come, Beregel, Kol Yisrael nechnasim b'shar echad, Sukkot and Heil Mubeis, Ayin Sham. There's this hityadut, hitchabrut, there's this connection, this communion of all of the individuals with their root, which is the tzibur of Knesset Yisrael. And we have Kol Yisrael Ruyim Leshev B'Sukkah Achas, this ability to all sit in the same sukkah like we see in Sukkah Chav Zayin and Beis, we spoke about a lot in our Shira. The Hisasfus of the community for Simchas Beis HaShaweva in the sukkah. So we're connecting to the roots of Kedushas Yisrael. And Mimela, that brings out our goodness. So again, when you see the Rav and the Moed, you get to his Shorashim, his Pnimius. When you go yourself to the Beis HaMikdash, you get to connect to your Pnimius. You're showing yourself in a more beautiful way. And then Sukkos, when you have the unity of all of Klal Yisrael, Kol Yisrael Ruim Leishev B'Sukkah Achas, we get to the Sharashim of Knesset Yisrael. And when you connect to the Klal, you also see yourself in a more beautiful way as part of the Klal. And so too the Esek b'divrei Torah of Hilchos Chag b'Chag is capable of being melabit, of igniting the internal fire of the whole of the Torah that's learned the entire year. So we have a new insight into Aliyah L'Regel, into Mrs. Pnei Kabbalah's Rabbo B'Regel. V'advorim me'irim u'misamchim Baruch Hashem. To add, we makdim what Chazal say, and v'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soichem. Moshe l'melech sh'ayse l'abas chaviv aloi. V'kshay siya amar lifra shemen eini yochol. He said, I can't separate from her. But I also can't keep her from myself. So I have one bakasha. Wherever you go, take me with you. Make me a little booth that I can stay with you. So too, the Torah is the door of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave it to us. He doesn't want to separate. So he says, make me a booth that I could always go with you. I could always go with my Torah. And that's the Mishkan. V'asu l'mikdash v'shachanti b'soichem. In other words, in the Mishkan, in the Kodesh Kadashim, they have the Luchas. The Shekhinah shower with the Torah. And there HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia Torah b'levavos Yisrael. And this Torah came down below. But Sharosha Himimokor Hachaim ki Toiras Chaim. And just like Hachaim Noivim Tamid, Mechadosh, Mimokor Ein Sofi, Kacha Mitchadeshet Torah Beolam Yesh Meayin. Kloma Mea Satum El Gvul Tfisatenu. Uma Shemru Shakadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Eni Yachol Yipared Mea Torah Veosim Lo Cheder Echad. The life, Torah, the Torah is its root, is the source of life, it's a Toras Chaim. And it's mischadesh in our world, yesh me'ayin, from what's susum, what's hidden, to our perception. And Hashem says, I can't separate from the Torah, make me a cheder. I want to bring it down to earth, but I also want to be able to keep connecting to it. So that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and their Torah comes to the Jewish people. And so too, when you have a Rav, who's mashpia l'talmidim divrei Torah, yotzim mokor nafsho shu echad im haTorah, he's giving his Torah to his Talmidim, which comes from his soul, which is united with the Torah. And in order to perceive the connection between the Torah and the Rav, the Torah the Rav's saying, and the Rav's Atzmius, you have to mekabel pnei ragel v'regel, pnei ha-Rav, gilui ha-pnim. Also, ma'ola l'regel, we come to the Makom Beis HaMikdash, there you have the Luchos, and the Kodesh Kedoshim. Their Torah is Mushpa Yisrael, Meis Nosein HaTorah, Torah's Chaim. When the Jewish people would be Ol Regel, they'd lift up the Parochas and they'd say, Ruchi Baschem Lifnei HaMakom. In other words, they'd see in the Regel the connection between the Torah and Hashem. Coming to the Beis HaMikdash, they'd raise the Parochas and they'd show the Jewish people their connection to Hashem, the Kruvim, facing each other. The love Hashem has for us. So we get to the Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, which is Hashem's little booth, Kodesh Kadashim. So we see how the Torah connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shtei Lashonos are mentioned in Chazal in relationship to Torah. We see Torah says, and Hashem says, famous Medrash, that when someone sins, the Torah says he should bring a korban, Hashem says he does tshuva. So what does this mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says outside of the Torah? What it means is there's a special facet of Torah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. A different dialogue of Torah. And that's the Lefnayu Lefnim, the deepest recesses of Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking. And that's where you have the sword of Tshuva, and therefore in Yom Kippur, the Kohen God is going Lefnayu Lefnim. Lifnei Hashem Teitavu. They go to the deepest expression of Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer of the Torah, as opposed to just the Torah speaking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking through the Torah. You see the connection of the Torah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a much deeper way. And now we can learn why the obligation to be Makabel Pnei Rabo Beregel is learned after in the Mice of Elisha when he was Oisik bin in Achios HaMeis, Achios HaNeis, is to connect the goof to the source of life, so the Mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, which is mentioned in the Mice HaKed HaShem Yeroi, after Al Tishlach Yotcha L'Nar, new life for Yitzchak. Elisha Tchias HaMeisim, new life, Kabbalas Pnei Rabo Beregel, is to recognize the connection of the Torah with the Rav's soul, how the Torah is giving life to the Rav, the connection of the Rav to his life force, to the Torah. Also, the mitzvah of Ish Kemat Nasiyado Kevirkas Hashem Elokecha Asher Nasan Lach is to be mechaber all your Mishlach Yado, all that you have, to the Shoresh from where it was blessed. So that's the idea of Makabel Pnei Rabo Beregel, connect to the Rav to his source of life, to the Torah. Connecting to the Torah to its source of life, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Connecting Mishloach Matnas Yadoi, connecting that to Birkas Hashem Elokecha Asher Nasan Lach, to the source of its bracha to Hashem. The Hadvorim Me'irim Misamchim. Kol Ezrach Yisrael Yeshu Basukois Vayikra Chof Gimel Membeis. HaEzrach, says the Gemara in Sukkot Av Chofches, is L'Rabois is HaGerim. By Pesach, we see explicitly Begeru BeEzrach Haaretz, and B'chiyogri Yitcha Ger Vosa Pesach. So why is it that by Sukkot we only learn from a Jerusha, Ezrach is L'Rabois is HaGerim? But by Pesach, it's explicit that the Gerim are explicit. So the reason for this chiluk would appear by Yitzis Mitzrayim is the beginning of the path of Knesset Yisrael. And at the beginning of the Derech, we absorb kochos from the outside, the Gerim. So it says in the Gemara, Pesachim 87b, that Jewish people went into Golos for Gerim. That's what it means, klitas kochos, to absorb kochos from the outside. Gerim that are willing to start for the Knesset Yisrael, but Sukkot is Chag Osif. It's when we gather everything in. It's Keneged Achris Hayamim, and that's when we see Kedushas Yisrael beYichud veEin Lakum Shaychus veGisha LeSchara Miyud Lam. Boys at Kufa Shel Osid Love. And so we see in Chazal, the Rumitz of Sukkot is a Beirul between Am Yisrael and Umas Olam Lasid Love. Famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The only Jewish people are Chayef to the Schar, are Shayef to the Schar. Rambam writes, Linyan Gerim, that we are Makabel, that we wait to see in the end, in Tisbarat Tzedkasam, are they really sincere Gerim? Famous Rambam, we spoke about in our Shiurim in the Surah B in the 13th chapter, 15th Halacha. You wait to the end to see if Tisbarat Tzedkasam. So therefore Pesach, which is the Aschola, there's a Metzias of Gerim be Israel, that these are Gerim Omdim Lizbaril. We're going to see what's going to be with these Gerim, are they really going to be sincere? But Sukkot is not the beginning of the Derech. Sukkot is the Chag HaOsif. We gather everything in, all everything we did, all the generations. Keneged Achris Hayomim. Everything's already going to be Mavur. Who's Shaykh and who's not? Who fell and who stayed standing? Like the Erev Rav, that was the Anani Akavut knocked the Erev Rav out. And those whose Tzidkus was Misbara LeBasof for the Gerei Tzedek. So here they're called Ezrach. Ezrach LeRabos is HaGerim. So at the beginning, they're called Gerim. Because we're not sure what's going to be with them in the end, that's Pesach time. But on Sukkot, they're called Ezrach. And that's L'Rabos is HaGerim, but they're called Ezrach. Because now it's clear, now it's Sof HaDerech, it's clear that they're sincere Jews. They made it. They made the cut. Baruch Hashem. So to learn some very deep Torah. And obviously there's endless more things to say, and we have a lot more talk about it, please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.